Vittoria and Langdon watched in silence as Kohler listened.
"It would be unwise," Kohler finally said, "to speak of this by phone. I will be there immediately."
He was coughing again.
"Meet me at Leonardo da Vinci Airport. 40 minutes."
Kohler's breath seemed to be failing him now. He descended into a fit of coughing and barely managed to choke out the words.
"Locate the canister immediately. I am coming."
Then he clicked off his phone. Vittoria ran to Kohler's side, but Kohler could no longer speak. Langdon watched as Vittoria pulled out her cell phone and paged Cern's infirmary. A few seconds later, two paramedics materialized, racing across the atrium in white smocks. They knelt by Kohler, putting an oxygen mask on his face. Scientists in the hall stopped and stood back. Kohler took two long pulls, pushed the mask aside, and still gasping for air, looked up at Vittoria and Langdon.
"Rome."
"Rome?" Vittoria demanded. "The antimatter is in Rome? Who called?" Kohler's face was twisted, his gray eyes watering.
"The Swiss."
He choked on the words, and the paramedics put the mask back over his face. As they prepared to take him away, Kohler reached up and grabbed Langdon's arm. Langdon nodded. He knew.
"Go!"
Kohler wheezed beneath his mask.
"Go! Call me!"
Then the paramedics were rolling him away. Vittoria stood riveted to the floor, watching him go. Then she turned to Langdon.
"Rome? But what was that about..."